天要给他讲，给大家讲最后一堂上帝的形象。
And today we will reach the last session on the image and likeness of God.
今天是第15堂。
This is the 15th session on this topic.
讲上帝的形象。
On the image of God.
这照我所知道的。
Based on what I know.
在历史中间。
In history.
把这个题目讲最长的就是我们这些聚会了。
These are the session where this topic has been expressed for the longest time.
我盼望以后会把这些的材料印成一本书。
I pray that all these things will go into a book.
我们最后三个题目。
The last three topics.
上帝是光。
God is light.
所以上帝造人的时候。
So when God made man.
人就能成为能被光照也能光照别人的一个活物。
We become being that can enlighten and also be able to shine forth light.
上个礼拜我们讲上帝是爱。
Last week we talked about how God is love.
所以神按照自己的形象创造了人。
So God made man based on his own image.
人就成为一个能接受爱也能爱别人的活物。
And we become being that can accept love and also love others.
爱的功用就是相交。
The purpose of love is to communicate.
爱的终极的目的就是合一。
And the basis of love is to have unity.
爱的精神就是分享。
The spirit of love is to share.
像一个人活在爱里面。
When a person lives in love,
他就活在上帝的里面。
Indeed, he lives in God.
因为上帝就是爱。
Because God is love.
这句话是神的本质，不是神的属性。
This is what God is all about, not just his attribute.
把神用爱的本质描写出来的，只有一个宗教，就是基督教。
Christianity is the only faith that expresses God as love.
把神就是爱这个字描写出来的只有一个人，就是约翰。
And there is only a single person that expresses God is love, then that's the Apostle John.
约翰在这一方面超越了保罗。
In this matter, John is better than Paul.
约翰在这一方面超越了彼得。
And in this matter, John transcends Peter.
讲无论什么宗教，
no matter what faith we're talking about,
无论哪个哲学，
no matter what religion,
无论哪种文化，
no matter what culture,
从来没有一个人把上帝就是爱这个本质描写出来。
There is not a single person that has expressed God is love.
为什么约翰是世界历史中间众哲学文化宗教里面唯一把神就是爱的本质告诉世界上历史的人呢？
Why was the Apostle John the only person in history that can express God is love?
因为他是唯一在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候爬到各个他山看见基督的死的这件事情的门徒。
Because he was the only disciple that witnessed the death of Christ on Golgotha.
所以他已经超越了柏拉图所写的有关于爱的哲学。
So what he wrote transcends what Plato has written about love.
更超越了中国所讲的仁爱、博爱、兼爱等等有关于爱的这个思想。
And certainly transcends that of Chinese philosophy about universal love and common love.
而当基督教忽略这种生活的时候，
When Christianity ignores the life of love,
我们就过一个相咬、相吞、相争、相战的一个生活。
We would then live a life of conflict where we will fight against one another.
那我们就比外邦人更不如了。
In this manner, we will be worse than the pagans.
但是当基督徒真正了解什么叫做爱的时候，
But when a Christian truly understands what love is all about,
我们就经历了在神中间真正相交合一的生活。
We will be able to experience this life that is found in God.
我们更可以叫世界的人因此认出我们是耶稣的门徒了。
And certainly the world would then recognize us as disciples of Christ.
所以约翰年老的时候，
When John was old,
他几乎什么道都不讲。
He almost did not preach anymore.
每个地方他上台的时候，
But every time he go on the stage,
他总是讲同样一篇的道理，小子们啊，你们要彼此相爱。
He will always preach the same message, O children, love one another.
因为住在爱里面的人，
Because those who live in love,
就是住在上帝的里面，
is living in God.
耶稣基督说我怎样爱你们，
Jesus Christ said, how I have loved you,
你们也要彼此相爱，
go and love one another.
而基督教所谈的爱，
the love that Christianity talks about,
不是一个只在感情范围里面的东西。
It's not something that is confined in our emotions.
基督教所讲的爱，
the love that Christianity talks about,
是以真理为动机的一个感情。
It is an emotion that is motivated by the truth.
有关于这样的话，最重要的一句也是约翰讲的。
And the most important proclamation of this was by the apostle John.
约翰说：“爱你们是为真理的缘故。”
And John said, "I love you because of the truth."
所以以真理为基础的爱的感情是真的感情。
An emotion that is based on truth is real.
如果我们把爱的动机做一个总比较，做一个总归纳的话，
If we try to summarize the motivation of love,
我们许多人所讲的爱，不是对方所需要得到的，而是自己感情所欣赏的。
We will realize that for many people, love is what they want instead of what the other person needs.
所以爱的基础都是以自私可以得到的出发点来发出他的感情。
And the foundation of this sort of love comes from selfishness.
而且圣经告诉我们，神的爱不是如此。
The Bible says that this is not the case with the love of God.
爱的总结论。
The summary of love
就是因为真理的缘故
is because of the truth,
为了对方的好处
for the goodness of the other person,
愿意牺牲自己成全对象
that there may be self-sacrifice for the other party.
这是耶稣基督留在世界上的榜样
This is the example of Jesus Christ.
这是神借着他的使徒们给我们的命令
And the command that God has given to us through his apostles.
这也是真正的生活向上帝的一个表现
And how a true life is like God.
我想这一方面我其实是讲的还不够完全的。
I think that I'm not too comprehensive in this area.
我们只用一堂的时间讲这一方面怎样表彰，怎么经历上帝形象的生活。
Because we only spend one session on this, on how we should live like God.
今天我们要讲最后一个题目。
Today we will reach the last theme.
上帝是生命。
That God is life.
所以呢，上帝就按照自己的形象样式创造了人。
And so he made us in his image and likeness.
这英文这三个本性都是用 L 做开始。God is light. God is love. God is life.
In English, all start from the capital letter L.
上帝是光。
That God is light.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
上帝是生命。
And God is life.
把这样简洁的定义直接放在上帝的本质上面，这也只有基督徒才有的。
And only a Christian can give such concise definition of God.
上帝不但是生命的源头。
Not only is God the source of life.
上帝本身的本质就是生命。
God himself is life.
那么上帝又把这生命赐给他所创造的人。
And God gave this life to people that he has created.
这样圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
上帝在创造万有的时候。
When God created all things.
他就创造了有生命的活物。
He created beings that have life.
当然在被造的生命中间呢。
And among all created beings.
有很多不同层次的分别。
There are many different types of classification.
看见有植物的生命。
You see plants that have life.
有动物的生命
animals that have life,
有高等动物的生命
they are higher order animals,
最后才有人被造的生命
and finally, human life.
这样我们看见了神创造生命的时候
When we see God creating life,
他就把他的智慧跟他的层次很清楚地分发出来
We see him expressing his wisdom in many different layers.
人被造的生命之所以高过所有其他的生命
The created life for the human being is higher than all other beings.
就是因为有一个很特殊的本质。
Because of a very special essence.
就是按照上帝的形象样式造的。
And that is we are made in his image and likeness.
而神是生命的本质中间最高的形式。
And God is the highest expression of this life.
所以按照上帝的形象样式被造的生命人就超过所有其他的被造的生命。
And so because we have been made in his image and likeness, we are higher than all other life forms.
那么这个生命在被造的范围中间。
But this life form is within the created world.
只不过是一个起点。
It is just the beginning.
因为神把这个潜在的生命的本能放在我们里面。
God has given to us the potential of this life.
那么神终极的计划不是受造的生命。
His ultimate goal is not a life that has been created.
神终极的计划乃是他自己的生命放在人里面。
God's ultimate goal is to give us his life.
所以讲全本圣经就与所有宗教的经典完全不一样。
In this manner, the Bible is different from all other religious scriptures.
圣经告诉我们，上帝的应许就是永生。
Because the Bible says that the promise of God is eternal life.
所以从 被造的生命
from a created life form
到领受神自己的生命
till we accept the life of God himself
从短暂的生命
from a temporal life form
直到有永永远远的生命
into an eternal life
从因为神被造有他形象的生命
from a life that has been created in God's image
直到我们自己领受他生命赐给我们
to ourselves receiving the life that he has given to us
这就是人最大的特权
This is the greatest privilege of mankind.
在所有的宗教里面
in all religion,
他们都停在论善论恶的层次里面
They are all stuck at the level where we talk about good and evil.
宗教等于是善恶论的一个范围里面一种人超然的一种生活的这种形式
And religion is the place where we talk about good and bad.
这不是神终极性的旨意
But this is not the ultimate goal of God.
终极的目的就是要人领受超过善恶那个生命本质与神有同样的这种这个本质的这种可能性
The final purpose of God is that we transcend the discussion of good and evil and to be like Him
所以上帝所造的生命
The life that God has created
只有人有永恒的可能性
Only the human being has the potential of eternity
上帝是永恒的
Because God is eternal
所以上帝按照自己的形象样式造人的时候就把永恒性也放在人的里面
When he made man in his image and likeness he gave us eternity
因为这个永恒性是超越了暂时的时间进展跟历史的范围
And this eternity enables us to transcend the constraint of time and history
所以被造的生命加上创造者的永恒就变成永远的生命
The created life plus the eternity of the creator gives us eternal life
这个永恒的生命
This eternal life
不是等于被造的生命继续不断的延续存在才叫做永恒的生命
It's not simply an extension of time
因为这个生命是被造的
Because this life has been created
神所应许是神自己给我们永远的生命
But God has promised to give us his own life
这样就把我们被造的生命提升到再造的那个层次的里面
In this manner, the created life is elevated into recreation
以弗所书第二章第十节告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says
我们原是上帝的工作
We are his workmanship
在基督里面造成的
To have been built in Christ
在原先被造的时候是亚当的生命
In the beginning we were made with the life of Adam
再造的时候是基督的生命
But when we are recreated we have the life of Christ
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
When Jesus Christ came on the world
他就把他到世界的目的用六个甚至可以分成七个大的层次来表达他的宣布
He expresses the purpose in seven different areas
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ said
我来了
I came
来要寻找拯救世上的人
To seek the lost and to save them
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ said
人子来不是呼召义人乃是呼召罪人叫他们悔改
The Son of Man came not for the righteous but to call the sinners to repent
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ said
人子来
The Son of Man
不是要叫人服侍我乃是服侍人并且舍命做多人的赎价
came not to be served but to serve others and to give his life as a repentance for others
耶稣说
Jesus Christ
我来是被生作王
I came to born as king.
他要为真理做见证。
To bear testimony for the truth.
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ said,
我来了是要遵行天父的旨意。
I came to do the will of the Father.
耶稣基督说
Jesus Christ said,
我来了不是要废除律法乃是成全律法。
I came not to destroy the law but to fulfill it.
这些都是基督为什么到世界上来这就最伟大的宣布
All these are great declaration of the purpose of Christ's coming
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十章第十节里面
But in John chapter 10 verse 10
把一个超过这些所有宣布更高一层的宣布提出来了
And Jesus Christ proclaimed something that is greater than all these things
我来乃是叫人得生命而且得了 更丰盛的生命。
Jesus Christ said, I come that they may have life and have it abundantly.
这就超越了科学的目的的范围。
This transcends the purpose of science.
这就超越了宗教的目的的范围。
It transcends the purpose of religion.
这就超越了哲学的目的的范围。
It transcends the purpose of philosophy.
这也超越了文化的目的的范围。
It transcends the purpose of culture.
如果我们说
If we were to say,
宗教是论善恶。
Religion is about doing good or doing bad.
哲学是论智慧。
Philosophy is about wisdom.
科学是论真相。
And science is about seeking the truth.
那么圣经告诉我们耶稣基督来是论生死的问题。
Bible says Jesus Christ to come to talk about life and death.
这其中一个很伟大的预表。
There is a very great representation.
创世纪第三章里面写明出来。
To be seen in Genesis chapter 3.
因为上帝创造人的时候，
When God created man,
是把人放在伊甸园的里面。
They were placed in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园里面，
In this garden,
各样的生命都存在其中。
There were all sorts of life forms.
伊甸园里面有河流。
There were rivers.
伊甸园里面有田野。
And there were the fields.
伊甸园里面有天空。
There were the sky.
水、河里、海里、地上、天空，所有被造的生物都放在人的手下。
And so man has dominion over everything in the sky, the earth, or in the water.
连精神海盗的都在人的控制之下。
Including those that are in the ocean.
甚至很清楚地告诉我们，人被造的生命在自然界中间已经是最高最高的生命。
Clearly it tells us that we have the highest life form in nature.
但这个够不够呢？
Is this enough?
这个不够。
Not so.
因为上帝在伊甸园里面种了许多许多的树。
Because God has planted many trees in this garden.
除此以外还有两棵的树。
And two specific ones.
一棵是分别善恶果的知识的树。
The first one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
另外一个是生命的树。
The second one is the tree of life.
这两棵树呢，
Both trees,
就把所有被造的植物跟这两棵树所有预表的真理把它分化出来。
It's segregated because it represents certain truth.
那么在善恶果树的面前，
Before the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
神做了一个禁令在那边。
And God has installed a
严重所有的树你都可以吃。
A command that you are to partake of any tree you want.
唯有分别善恶果树上的果子你不可以吃。
Except the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这是一个禁令。
This is a command not to be broken.
这是一个律法。
A law.
这是一个限制。
A limitation.
限制是不是一种爱的记号呢？
Is a limitation a mark of love?
限制是不是种尊重人自由的记号呢？
Is a constraint a mark of the respect for man's freedom?
圣经的总原则告诉我们，
The general principle of the Bible,
律法的总归就是爱。
Is that the summary of the law is love.
律法总归起来呢，
When you summarize the laws,
一共只有两个方向。
There are only two directions.
第一个命令，
The first command,
就是你要爱上帝你的主。
That you are to love God.
第二个命令，
The second command,
就是爱人你的邻舍。
That you are to love your neighbors.
那么爱跟律法的关系是什么呢？
What is the relationship between love and the law?
圣经说律法的总归就是爱。
The Bible says the summary of law is love.
命令的总归就是爱。
And the summary of commandments is the law.
为什么爱里面有所限制呢？
So why should there be any constraint in love?
为什么限制是一个爱的表现呢？
Why would a constraint be an expression of love?
这就是整个旧约的奥秘。
This is the profound mystery of the Old Testament.
也就是整个旧约跟新约关联中间的一个秘密。
And also a secret that links the Old with the New Testament.
神如果爱我，
If God should love me,
为什么神给我许多的命令？
Why would he give me so many commandments?
神如果给我自由，
If the Lord has given me freedom,
为什么神给我的自由许多的限制？
Why is this freedom has so many constraints?
如果神是爱，他就应当让我的自由不受限制。
If God is love, then I should be truly free.
如果神限制我的自由，他的爱就是一个有范围的爱。
Certainly, if he constrains my freedom, then his love is finite.
这种结论，
This conclusion,
是人犯罪以后所能想到的不合神旨意的结论。
Comes from a fallen reasoning. It is not biblical.
许多时候，我们的堕落影响了我们的逻辑思考。
Very often our fallen reason will influence our logical thinking.
所以我们以已经堕落的逻辑思考当作就是真理的方法。
And we often use this fallen reason as the methods for the truth.
我们就没有办法真正明白那使人自由的律法的意义是什么。
When we do that, we cannot understand what it means by freedom in the laws.
但圣经提到两次。
The Bible mentioned twice.
一次使人自由的律法。
The phrase, the laws that sets you free.
另外一次。
Another time.
命令的总归就是爱的时候。
The summary of the laws are
love. 这里就要我们脱离在堕落影响之下的错误的逻辑方法论。
And this tells us that we are to be delivered from the wrong conclusion from a fallen reason.
我们怎样才能这样超脱呢？
But how can we find this breakthrough?
爱的动机。
We must understand the motive of love.
不愿意一方面拦住我们，也不愿意一方面让我们的自由中间堕落。
On the one hand, it is not willing to constrain us, but also not willing for us to continue to fall.
这样在自由跟限制中间就产生了一个很紧张的关系。
There is therefore a tension between freedom and constraint and love.
正像今天做母亲的人
，like a mother，
她很不愿意她的孩子受到危险或者受到灾难。
She is not willing that the child should face any sort of danger.
所以给她的自由许多的限制，许多的拦阻。
And so she will constrain the child and block the freedom.
而这些的限制。
All these sort of constraints,
这些的禁令,
all these commands,
动机是出于爱。
The motive is because of love.
所以圣经所讲的是没有错误的。
So the Bible is correct.
律法的总归就是爱。
The summary of the law is love.
命令的总原则就是爱。
The summary of the commandments is love.
上帝赐下的律法。
The laws that God has given to us.
办好了人与神之间的关系。
Is for us to have a right relationship with him.
也包含了人与人之间的关系。
It also includes interpersonal relationship.
律法的总原则提出来的时候
，When the general principle of the law is given,
摩西说：“以色列啊，你要听。”
Moses declared, "Hear, O Israel."
你的上帝是独一的上帝。
Your God is one God.
所以你要尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱你的上帝。
So you are to love your God with all your mind, all your heart, all your spirit, and all your strength.
其实也相反。
And also do the same.
你要爱人如同爱你自己。
Do your neighbors and love them as yourself.
这些的律法。
All these laws.
这些的命令。
All these commands.
这些的限制。
All these constraints.
是为人可以保守在爱上帝跟爱人的总原则的里面。
That we may be constrained within the general principle of loving God and loving man.
所以当上帝说你不可以吃的时候
，When God commanded that you are not to take of the fruit，
这是对自由的一个限制。
It is a constraint to the freedom.
你不可吃分别善恶树上的果子的时候
，You are not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这是对被尊重的自由的一个境界。
It is a warning for the freedom.
当上帝把自由给人的时候
，When God gave us the freedom,
这是一个尊重。
It is because He respects us.
上帝禁戒我们的自由的时候
，But when God warns us against misusing the freedom,
这是一个动机上的爱。
It is because of His love.
所以神所尊重又爱的。
This is what God has done. He respects and loves.
神就赐下自由作为道德的基础。
He has given us freedom as the basis of ethics.
神又赐下禁令作为爱的一个预防。
And also love commands as a warning.
As a prevention.
As a form of prevention.
这样呢，就把爱跟命令连在一起了。
In this manner, the commands is joined with love.
这个命令最后的一个字是什么呢
？The last command.
你不可吃。
Is that you are not to eat?
因为你吃的日子必定死。
The day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die.
这是关系到自由跟自杀之间的问题了。
It is a question relating to freedom and death.
自杀的人都是误用自由而死的。
All those people who committed suicide have misused their freedom.
自杀的人是没有人杀他的。
You kill yourself.
因为他是自己杀自己才叫做自杀。
It's a suicide because you have killed yourself.
所以整个堕落的总路线
So all this pathway that leads to
fallenness 就是三件事情
Represented by three things.
一
The first one
自由
Freedom
第二
Second
自我
Self-centeredness
第三 自杀
suicide,
或者你把它调转过来
if you turn it around,
自我
self-centeredness,
自由
freedom,
自杀
leads to suicide,
自我是违背神以自我以自己为中心的一个选择。
When you are self-centered, you go against God, you choose to have yourself as a center.
自由是不愿意遵循上帝的旨意，放纵自己私欲的一种形态。
And when you talk about freedom, it's always because you are disobedient to God and you want to live a decadent life.
而自杀是离开神，以自己为中心的一个结果。
And in the end, you will leave God and kill yourself.
所以全本圣经
the entire Bible
就围绕这个中心思想。把生死之道表明出来了。
Surrounds these ideas to tell us about life and death.
上帝按照自己的形象样式造了人。
When God made man in His own image and likeness.
上帝把生命的功能放在我们的里面。
He gave us the functions of life.
我们被造的生命是超过了其他一切被造界的生命的。
And we have been created as a life form that transcends all other life forms.
因为我们的生命是被赋予自由的功能的。
But because our life form is given the functions of freedom,
我们的生命就因为这一个特别的福分，产生了特别大的危机。
And this special privilege then give us special dangers.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
人的生命是富危机性的恩典。
The human life is a grace that is filled with crisis.
为什么说这是富于危机性的一个恩典呢？
Why do we say that this is a grace that is filled with crisis?
因为所有的动物死掉就完了。
For all other animals, when they die, that's the end.
人死掉不是完了。
Not so for the human being.
因为你的生命是跟永恒连在一起。
Because your life has been linked with eternity.
你死的时候有永永远远的审判随着你。
When you die, there is eternal judgment to come.
因为你的生命是跟自由发生关系的。
Because your life is linked with freedom.
所以你的生命不可拒绝道德的责任蕴藏在其中。
In your life, therefore, you cannot avoid the responsibility of morality.
这样，人的生命跟动物的生命就完全不一样了。
In this manner, we are completely different from the animals.
上帝按照自己的形象样式造了人。
When God created man in His own image and likeness,
上帝没有按照自己的形象样式造动物。
He did not create animals in His own image and likeness.
动物的生命是可有可无的生命。
The life form of an animal is disposable.
动物的生命是可以存在、可以消灭的生命。
The life of an animal can exist or you can destroy it.
人不是如此。
Not so for the human being.
人的生命是有开始没有结束的生命。
The human life has a beginning but no end.
人的生命是暂时中间被造、永恒中继续存在的生命。
It is a life made in the temporal world but will live forever.
人的生命是因自由有道德责任要负责受审判这种永永远远的生命。
It is a life that is given freedom and is so responsible for morality for all eternity.
那么你说这种危机性的恩典如果不给我，我没有这个恩典，岂不是更好吗？
You may say then, I don't want this sort of grace.
不是的。
Not so.
我们既然不能只接受福分而不负起责任来。
We cannot just accept the blessings without the responsibility.
圣经的原则是很清楚的。
The principles of the Bible is clear.
神的恩典以及领受恩典的人对上帝应当负责任的这两个原理是互相补成的。
The grace of God and the responsibilities of those who receive this grace are linked.
领受恩典的人一定要受恩之后向上帝负责任。
Those who have received the grace of God must be responsible to God.
上帝把永恒性放在我们生命里面的时候，
When God gave us eternity,
就把自由赐给我们的时候，
When He gave us freedom,
我们就因为自由有道德的基础。
Because of this freedom, there is a foundation for morality.
恩典有对上帝负责任的这个权利。
Because of grace, we have the power to be responsible to God.
也因为我们误用自由，有永远受审判、刑罚的结果。
And because we have abused this freedom, forever we will be judged by Him.
因为这样
，because of this,
所以我们生命是严肃的。
We should have a solemn attitude towards life.
我们生命是很可怕的。
We also have a horrifying life form.
我生命的存在是很可敬畏的。
The existence of life ought to bring awe.
我生命潜在可能得到的应许是非常荣耀的。
But there is glorious potential in my life.
这样危机性跟荣耀性在永恒的这个本质里面就成为正比了。
Crisis, therefore, is proportional to glory in eternity.
一个很聪明的人
，a very intelligent person，
他的聪明是很贵的，很可贵的。
Has a valuable intelligence.
一个很聪明的人误用他的聪明
，but when he misuses his intelligence，
可贵的聪明就变成很可怕的聪明。
This very valuable intelligence will become horrifying.
所有恩典的正面功能。
All the positive aspects of grace,
跟随恩典的危机性的反面要受的审判
，and the judgment that come on the negative side of grace,
都是成正比的
，they are all completely related.
所以我们领受的生命
，the life that we have received,
虽然是被造的生命
，although it has been a created life,
却不是暂时的生命
，it is not temporal,
不是可消灭的生命
，not disposable,
是有负责任的生命
，it is one that has responsibility,
是有自由的道德功能的生命
，it has responsibility and morality,
是可能永远受刑罚的生命
，it is a life that can face eternal judgment,
隐藏着永远蒙恩得救的生命
，but also with the potential to have eternal salvation.
全本圣经
，the entire Bible,
提到人的尊贵的时候。
When he talks about how honorable man is,
就有一个单一的应许成了我们的盼望。
Our hope is based on one promise.
为什么叫做单一的应许呢？
Why do I call this one singular promise?
圣经告诉我们，
because the Bible says,
上帝所应许的就是永生。
God promised eternal life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
The promise of God is eternal life.
上帝的应许是永生。
这个是 singular。
This is singular.
对的
，Only one.
你可以在圣经找到千千万万上帝的应许。
You can find thousands of promises of God in the Bible.
千头万绪总归纳的唯一的应许，就把永远的生命赐给我们。
But the summary of all the promises is eternal life.
耶稣基督在约翰福音第十七章第三节告诉我们。
Jesus Christ proclaimed in John 17:13.
父啊
，Father，
认识你是独一的上帝。
Know that you are one God.
有认识你所差遣来的耶稣基督。
And those who know Jesus Christ that you have sent.
这就是永生。
This is eternal life.
生命到了最高峰的可能性。
The culmination of our life.
就是被造的生命与创造生命的救赎功能连在一起。
Comes when the created life is joined with the salvation of the eternal life.
我们就在基督的救恩里面提升到。有永生的盼望里面。
And in the salvation of Jesus Christ, we are elevated into eternal life.
那个时候
，at that time，
我们在永恒中间
，we will be in eternity，
我们与永远的上帝在一起
，and be with eternal God。
被造领受永生的人
，those who have been created and accept eternal life，
创造的永生的上帝在一起。
Will be joined together with the Creator's eternal life,
永永远远
and forever and ever,
活在他的面前
to live before Him,
认识他的荣耀
to know His glory,
享受他成全的救恩
to enjoy the salvation that He's given to us,
在他的光中生活
and live in His light,
在他的爱里面与他合一
to be one with Him in His love.
你想有什么比这个更尊贵、更荣耀的事情吗？
What else can be more honorable and glorious?
那个时候地和其中所有的一切都过去了。
At that time, the world and all that is in it will pass away.
世界和其上的情欲都毁灭了。
The world and its desires will pass away.
天地都卷起来了。
The heaven and earth will all disappear.
遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
But those who do the will of God will live forevermore.
那个时候我们就从偶存性的生命价值里面。
At that time, we will live from a contingent existence.
进入一个永存性的生命合一里面了。
Entering into an eternal one unity.
我们就永远与主同在。
And forever we will be with our Lord.
永远享受主的荣耀。
And forever we will enjoy His glory.
永远在他的爱中生活。
Forever we will live in His love.
永远与真理、与义、与圣洁的本体连在一起。
And forever joined with truth, with righteousness and life in itself.
生命的成全。
The accomplishment of our
life 没有可能超过这个的。
Cannot be more than this.
你那个时候发现哲学家一生所要追求的智慧。
At that time, you will discover that the wisdom that the philosophers seek.
艺术家一生所要追求的美。
The beauty that an artist seek for his life.
道德家一生所要追求的善。
The goodness that the moralist try to get.
伟人一生所要追求的圣品。
the great things that great people try to seek all their life.
法律专家一生所追求的义,
the experts of the law seeking after righteousness.
全部在人得着永生与世永生的上帝结合的时候，完全成为一体了。
All this will become one when we are one with the eternal God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to the Lord.
我很难表达我心中所要讲的。
It is difficult for me to articulate what I feel in my heart.
生命的深处所体会的东西,
the things that I've experienced at the depth of my life.
用我有限的口才跟词句表达出来的时候,
when I try to express it with my limited articulation,
我发现我们受了太大太大的限制。
I discover that we have great constraints indeed.
感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
字句是叫人死。
The words bring death.
经义是叫人活,
but the Spirit gives us life.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵引导我们进入一切的真理。
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth.
所以我们对生命知道,
so towards the word of life,
丰盛生命的享受,
we have the enjoyment of abundant life.
一定要在圣灵引导之下超越了这些自己的限制。
This must be done under the guidance of the Holy Spirit and transcends our own limitation. May the Lord help us all. That towards this life that God has promised, we have true understanding. We have true hunger for it. That we are willing to seek after it and pay the price.
去争取,
to fight for it.
去经历,
to go for it.
不但如此,
not only that,
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible says,
有几个生命的定律,
there are a few principles of life
创造的时候已经放下去的,
that has been placed in us when we are created.
创世纪第一章告诉我们,
Genesis chapter 1 says,
上帝从地上生出了树出来,
that trees come forth from the ground,
树上就结了果子,
and there are fruits on the
果子就里面有一个害存在,
and there is a seed within the fruit.
这些话语告诉我们了,
all these words tell us that these are the principles of life.
生命有与非生命不同的本质,
there is a difference between a life form and a not life form, non-life form.
生命是活的,
life form is alive.
到了Louis Pasteur的时候,
by the time Louis Pasteur comes,
生物历史中间产生了一个很伟大的定律,
Pasteur discovered an important definition.
生命必从生命而来,
he says that life must come from life.
无生命不能成为生命的源头,
things that are dead cannot be the source of life.
生命不可能从无生命而来,
life cannot emerge from non-life.
神是生命的源头,
God is the source of life.
被造的生命要依靠神才有生存的状态,
all created life form must depend on God to live.
因为神是生命的根基,
because God is the foundation of life.
第二样,
secondly,
上帝把生命造成一个可以成长的一个活物,
God created life form that it may grow.
这是 the law of the growth in the principle of all lives. 在生命中间，所有的生命中间都有成长的规律。
In all life form there is a principle of growth.
所以我们今天领受上帝的生命,
when we receive the life of God,
我们就要靠着主的恩典不断存在，要靠着这个施恩的上帝继续不断的成长。
By His grace we exist, but we should also continue to grow.
从这一方面我要问你,
I then must ask you this question.
你信主到现在，你成长多少？
How much have you grown since you know the Lord?
得救那一天,
on the day you receive salvation,
经过几十年以后,
after these many decades,
你灵性的成长分量是不是继续不断?
Did you have continuous spiritual growth?
圣经说我们要长成基督的身量。
The Bible says that we are to grow into the measurement of Christ.
这句话是何等苛刻的要求?
This is a strict demand.
这是何等严格的一个命令?
A very solemn demand from God.
Grow into the measurement of Christ.
To grow into the measurement of Christ.
成为基督的形象,
to be like Christ.
当耶稣基督在世界上的时候,
when Jesus was on earth,
圣经说他的智慧与身量一起增长,
the Bible says that he grew both physically and in his wisdom.
我们属灵的灵性应当也是如此。
This should be the case in our spirituality.
我们属灵的生命应当成长。
Our life should continue to grow.
我们属灵的生命成长的时候，我们对属灵的智慧跟真理的认识也应当成长。
When our spiritual life grow, we should increase in knowledge of the wisdom and our spirituality.
今天教会的情形不是如此。
This is not the case in church today.
我看见了许多听到的人，听了几十年，听到的程度还是一样的。
I see many people listening to sermons for decades and they still remain the same.
更糟糕的是，讲道的人讲了几十年，讲道的程度还是一样的。
The worst thing is that people can preach for decades and the same standard of preaching remains.
更糟糕的人是听道的人一直成长，讲道的人一点不成长。
The worst thing would be when the congregation keep growing but the preacher does not grow.
我可以看见许多离开礼拜堂做完礼拜的人脸上再讲一句话，我非常不满意。今天我没有听到什么东西。
And you see many people leaving the church with an expression in their face that I'm not satisfied because I learned nothing today.
为什么许多孩子轻看父母亲呢？
Why would many children despise their parents?
因为他小学一年级的时候，问什么妈妈都可以回答他。
Because when they are primary one, they ask questions and the mother can understand.
到他初中的时候，问什么妈妈都不懂。
But by the time they are in secondary school, the mother would not be able to answer the questions.
当他高中的时候，
when they are in high school,
母亲不但不懂。怕他问问题。
The mother not only will not know, but will be afraid of the questions.
结果呢？
In the end,
就形成一个长进与不长进之间很可怕的生命的冲突。
And there will be a conflict between the two lives, one that is growing and one that is stagnant.
神造生命。
God has created life.
他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
神造生命。
God has created life.
他是存在的基础。
He is the basis of existence.
神造生命。
God has created life.
把长大的规律放在生命的里面。
And He has given us the principle of growth in life.
每一个真正得救的人。
Every person who is truly saved.
真正领受生命的人。
Those who truly has received His
life. 都应当在成长的过程中。
Must therefore continue to grow.
什么时候是我们成长的结束呢？
When do we stop growing then?
你说当我们已经发育，已经完成我们发育过程，就成长结束了。
Perhaps you think that physically when I mature, I stop learning.
我没有看见这件事在圣经记载过。
I've never seen the Bible talking about it in this way.
所以保罗说我是向标杆直跑。
The apostle Paul says, I strain forward towards the goal.
保罗的标杆就是基督。
And his goal is Jesus Christ.
这个主再来的日子。
Until the Lord comes again.
我不应当有一天停止，永远不再长进的时刻。
I should not have a single day when I remain stagnant.
我从年轻的时候，
when I was young,
我就很注意这个原理。
I took great care of this principle.
所以我敢说，
so I dare to tell you,
差不多50年侍奉上帝。
I have served God for more than 50 years.
我讲道还在长进中间。
I am still growing in preaching.
我的侍奉还在长进的中间。
My ministry still continues to grow.
我的思想还在长进的中间。
My thinking process still continues to grow.
思考一个很严肃的圣经的题目。
When I think about a solemn, important message,
我发现更多的知识、更丰富的了解，就继续不断成长起来。
I continue to discover greater abundance and greater understanding.
我也盼望我的听众是如此。
And I pray that this is the way for my congregation.
这是生命的成长的规律。
This is the principle of the growth in life.
第四样。
Fourthly,
上帝所造的生命有再生功能。
God has created a life that can recreate.
这个叫做 the law of reproductivity.
The law of reproductive.
什么叫做再生功能呢？
What does reproduction mean?
什么叫做再生的定律呢？
What does this principle mean?
就是你是哪一种树，你就会结哪一种果子。
From whatever tree you are, the fruit will come forth.
你有哪一种的本质，你就产生那种本质同样的果子出来。
You will produce the fruit based on your own essence.
所以的生命也应当有这样的目标，有这样的追求。
A spiritual life therefore should have such a goal.
一个牧师忠心侍奉一生，没有产生影响，使别人因他也做牧师，他是失败的。
When a pastor has served all his life but has never produced another pastor, he is a failure.
一个传道人传道一生忠心至死，没有人因为他的传道受他影响而变成传道，他是失败的。
But if a, and also when a preacher preached all his life till death and no congregation member become a preacher, he has failed.
一个基督徒得救以后到死忠心，他从来没有叫另外一个人因他也可以得救，他是失败的。
In the same manner, a Christian may be faithful all his life, but if he has not brought another person to Christ, he has failed.
如果你知道这是一个事实,
if you know this to be a fact,
那么你从今以后不能再原谅你自己。
You cannot simply forgive yourself so easily.
直到你的再生定律真正实践在你属灵的生活里面。
Until you fulfill this principle of reproduction in your spiritual life.
上帝感动我成为一个得救的人。
God has made me a safe person.
我传福音使千万人因我也得救了。
And I have preached to millions that they may be saved too.
上帝呼召我做传道的人。
God has called me to preach His word.
我勇敢感召，直到今天，超过200,000人走到前头，愿意奉献做传道。
And so I have preached boldly till today. More than 200,000 people have given their life to the Lord.
多少人夭折死去，我不知道。
I do not know how many among them would have died early.
多少人真正成功走上这条路，我也不知道。
And I do not know how many among them who have truly become a Christian.
再生的规律。
But in this principle of reproduction,
是生命的规律。
It is a principle of life.
一块石头永远是一块石头。
A piece of stone will remain a piece of stone forever.
麦子可以变成千千万万粒的麦子。
But a seed of a wheat will continue to reproduce.
不同的地方，石头里面没有生命，麦子里面有生命。
The difference is that one has life in it, the other does not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这些的定律，
All these principles,
就是神创造生命的奥秘。
Belong to the mystery of the creation of God in life.
我们用什么来喂养我们的生命？
How do we feed ourselves?
我们用什么来成长我们的生命？
How do we use what we use to grow?
我们靠着什么力量再生我们的生命？
By what power do we have regeneration?
这就是我们灵命的功课。
These are lessons of spirituality.
我们越在这些规律中间活出上帝的样式。
The more we live out the image and likeness of God in these principles,
我们就越达到上帝按他的形象样式。样式创造我们所定的目的。
The more we will fulfill the purpose of God when He created us in His image and likeness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
有个老人家问一个年轻人。
There was an old person that asked a young man.
你知道不知道从前有个叫做 D.L. Moody 的吗？
Do you know that there was this preacher by the name of D.L. Moody?
年轻人说我听过。
The young person said, "Well, I heard of him."
我不大认识他。
I do not know him
因为他是上个世纪的人。
He belonged to the last century.
那么你知道这个世纪什么大传道人吗？
Then he asked, "Do you know of any great preacher in this century?"
这个年轻人说我知道，叫做 Billy Graham。
This young person said, "Well, Billy Graham."
两个人谈来谈去以后呢？
In their conversation,、
这个老人家说两个我都知道。
The elderly person said, "I know both of them."
我年纪很大了。
Because I am very elderly.
小的时候看过 D.L. Moody.
When I was young, I met D.L. Moody.
我老的时候看过了 Billy Graham.
Then when I'm old, I saw Billy Graham.
这个年轻人就问他说
，The young person asked.
那么你和我不一样，因为两个你都看在眼里。
The young man said, "Well, you have met both."
你告诉我两个哪一个更伟大
？Tell me among the two, who is the greater?
不同的地方在哪里
？What are the differences?
那个老人家讲一句话
，The elderly person said.
我读了以后很受感动。
Word that inspired me greatly.
现在 Billy Graham 以后怎么样？我不知道。
He says, "I do not know what will happen to Billy Graham now."
但我可以告诉一件事情。
But I can tell you this one thing.
D.L. Moody 死了。
D.L. Moody is dead.
但是
，However，
他死以后
，After he died，
受他影响做美国教会领袖的人，维持了基督教超过25年的历史。
Those that have been influenced by him became church leaders and influenced Christianity for more than 25 years.
不但影响了他那个时代。
Not only did he influence the people of his generation.
死了又继续影响几十年这个教会的运动。
After he died for decades, the church was still influenced by him.
Billy Graham 又怎么样？我不知道。
I do not know what will happen to Billy Graham.
我听了很受感动。
So when I read that, I'm very.
这个老人家正指出一个定律。
This elderly person has pointed out a principle.
生命再生性的定律。
The principle of reproduction in life.
也就我读到这奥古斯丁的生平的时候。
Once I was reading about the life of Augustine.
有一句话也很感动我。
Again, a passage inspired me greatly.
奥古斯丁年轻的时候。
When Augustine was young.
他放荡无道德的规律。
He led a life that was decadent.
与女子同居，没有正式结婚。
He cohabited with a woman without marriage.
纵欲喝酒。
He led a life of lust and drunkenness.
最后他蒙召完全归主以后。
But after the Lord has called him,
他就过圣洁的生活。
He led a holy life.
一生一世把他的生命交给上帝。
And he gave God his entire life.
那一句话感动我的是什么话呢？
The passage that inspired me.
他死的时候
was that when he died,
他已经预备了80个主教，继续带领整个世界传道的工作。
He has already trained 80 bishops to lead the world in preaching the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天看你自己。
Look at yourself today.
看你的教会。
Look at your church today.
看你的国家。
Look at your nation today.
属灵的生命是不是按照神的原则去发展？
Are your spiritual life based on the principles of God?
你的生命的源头是上帝吗？
Is the source of your life God?
你生存的根基是上帝吗？
Is the basis of your existence God?
你发现上帝隐藏在里面那个发展的规律？
Have you discovered this principle of development that God has given to you?
你有没有真正兑现你再生的功能？
Have you fulfilled this ability to reproduce spiritually?
你有没有依靠上帝的原理？
Do you rely on the principles of God in your life?
吸收生命的养分？
To absorb the nutrients you need in life?
领受生命，而领受的更丰盛的生命。
Not only do you receive life, do you receive more abundant life?
然后自己愿意死。
And you are willing to die yourself,
像耶稣所讲的,
like Jesus Christ,
一粒麦子,
a kernel of wheat,
如果落在地里,
if it drop on the floor,
死了,
it will die,
就生出千千万万粒的种子出来,
but it will give forth thousands and thousands of seeds,
因为我们是按照上帝的形象样式造,
because we have been created in the image and likeness of God,
上帝是生命的本体,
God is life,
所以把生命的本质放在我们里面。
And he has given to us this life.
而且又把永生应许给我们。
And promised us eternal life.
我们领受了永生。
Have we received this eternal life?
领受以后。
After we receive it.
我们这个领受的生命怎样发展？
How do we then develop this life that we receive?
怎样进到丰盛的地步？
How then should we enter into abundance?
愿主赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us, bless us all.
这些神形象样式的总题目今天把它讲完了。
We have finished all the summary on the image and likeness of God.
我们大家站起来祷告。
Let us rise and pray.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我将罪都卸下，
为高。